Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Fast away, good evening, it's 5:30. This is the update for Thursday, 18th of June, 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute news at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. Day 29, no new confirmed cases of C-19, but the Chief Minister urges caution and doesn't rule out new cases. Pubs can open this evening, it could be a busy night. Ramsey's title defences are to be built up and swimming pools can open today, but are they ready? And you've heard of it, but what does the Manx Solidarity Fund actually do?
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you.
First of all, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Alex Watton.
Fastamai. It's day 29 of no new cases of coronavirus on the Isle of Man. Health Minister David Ashford has provided an update of the latest figures at this afternoon's government media conference. Police will be on patrol this evening, making sure those out drinking on the first day of pubs reopening behave as they should. It's the first time the island's hostelries have been able to open their doors to customers without having to serve them food in almost 3 months. And a three legs of man built from hundreds of stones on North Barul could be in breach of planning laws after its feet were painted white. It comes after a formal complaint from one resident in Ramsey who's branded the 100-foot hillside Triskelion an eyesore. Further afield, Labour has accused the UK government of another U-turn after abandoning the contact tracing app it's been developing. It was being trialled on the Isle of Wight and has said to be inaccurate when used on iPhones, so ministers are switching to technology provided by Apple and Google instead. A 13-day-old baby not thought to have had any underlying health conditions has died in England with COVID-19. The total number of coronavirus-related deaths in the UK has risen to 42,288 after another 135 people have died. And the Queen is to send a private message of condolence to Dame Vera Lynn's family. The Force's sweetheart, known for songs including We'll Meet Again, has died aged 103. Those are the headlines, news in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Alex. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, Irish sea weather indicating no warnings, plenty of mist around. Intermittent rain this evening on the island, then showers on a light to moderate east-northeasterly overnight, down to 12 degrees. For Friday, Jehenia, morning will be cloudy with mist and showers on a moderate easterly, veering southwesterly and freshening. From lunchtime, it's going to be dry with bright intervals, up to 18 degrees tomorrow, the overnight minimum 12. Jasan, dry with hazy sunshine and a south-southwesterly on Saturday. That'll pick up and bring some late-night rain into Sunday. Top temperature tomorrow, on Saturday is 17 degrees. Sunset tonight, 5 to 10. The tide's heading back in now. High water at 9 minutes to 10. Sunrise in the morning at 5:15. Low water's at 5:15. And high water, 3 minutes past 11 Friday morning.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. Visit us at Snugborough to see our range of picture frame glass, mirrors and tabletop glass.
It's now 29 days since the last new confirmed case of C-19 in the Isle of Man. We're as close to elimination as possible without a vaccine, and the pubs have opened today, much to celebrate for the Manx population. But then still a note of caution from the Chief Minister at this afternoon's media conference. During his opening address, Howard Quayle urged caution and emphasised the island must be prepared for any new cases, as happened in New Zealand.
As I've mentioned before, if we do see the same thing happening here, we will be ready. We have testing and contact tracing ready to go. This will enable us to break the chain if we do see new cases. But I urge all businesses to stay prepared. We need you to be ready to tackle an outbreak if it happens. And of course, if any of us develop any kind of COVID-19 symptoms, a loss of smell, a loss of taste, a fever or a sustained cough, we need to stay at home and call the community help and advice line 111. Last Monday I talked to you about the final measures that remain in place. This Monday coming, the 22nd of June, the temporary 60 miles per hour speed limit will be lifted and we will return to our pre-COVID situation. Once this is done, I hope to be in a position where I can invite the Lieutenant Governor to lift the state of emergency. Our aim is to be able to do this by about the 23rd of June. The Emergency Powers Act was used to help to protect the population against the spread of coronavirus. It gave the government greater flexibility through strengthened legal powers. The decision to invoke these powers was not taken lightly, but was a necessary evil in this extraordinary and unprecedented time in the island's history. And that just leaves our borders. The continued closure of our borders is ultimately what is allowing us to open up our society. We have created a Manx bubble where our schools have been able to open, our economy is able to gear up, and we are able to hug our loved ones once again. We are keeping a close eye on what appears to be a steady, improving situation in the United Kingdom and many other countries, and the Council of Ministers will discuss borders formally towards the end of June. To be clear, we are not ready to open the border.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
23 minutes to six. Pubs are back open. Back in March, bars, restaurants and pubs were forced to close their doors due to COVID-19. Now, with local elimination achieved, you can sit around the table of your favourite establishment once again. The Thirsty Pigeon in Douglas opened at 9 o'clock this morning and Lewis Foster went this afternoon to talk to the owner, Rob McAleer.
It's been good. Unfortunately, not everybody was as keen as we were at 9 o'clock, but it gave us time to tidy up. Still a bit to do, but it's great to be back.
Okay, so it's picking up a bit now. It is fairly a seat free at the moment. Do you expect it'll pick up later in the day?
I think it's going to be mad busy later on. We've got all the staff on deck, and more the merrier. Come on, back, you know, we're open, we're back. We've got a bit of live music on starting about 8 o'clock. It's going to be great fun, hopefully.
What are your stocks like? Because a few people have said that they're a bit worried that they'll have to close early if supplies run out, say they run dry. How are you feeling about that?
We've got plenty. We've got plenty of stuff, and we definitely won't be running out today, unfortunately. We've got loads of stuff. We're set for a very busy weekend. We'll stay stocked. We'll be ready.
So today, Thursday, you expect more people out. How do you think that'll increase over the weekend? Do you think you'll get more staggered over the week, or tonight will be the peak and then it'll drop off?
No, I think the weekend will be very busy. I think a few people will probably save themselves, but there'll definitely be people out. 5 o'clock, we're expecting to be very busy when the offices kick out. And then the weekend, I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be all hands on. I think everybody's going to be out looking for a bit of fun, and we've got live music as always. And there's a couple of places that aren't open yet, so we're going to have to, everybody's going to need a drink. They'll have to come here for it.
And how has your business been throughout the lockdown? Have you been affected at all? Do you think you'll get back to where you were before?
Obviously, we were closed. No insurance for that sort of thing. So that was dire. A very long 3.5 months. So everybody's got a lot of drinking to do to make up for it. Hopefully we can keep this at bay and get back to normal. And well done to everybody. Back stronger.
Now it's expected pubs which have been able to reopen today will be heaving tonight. Police are going to be on hand to make sure things don't get out of hand. Sergeant Alan Shimmins, head of the alcohol unit, he spoke to BBC Isle of Man's Alex Bell.
Well, there's not going to be extra officers, but there's going to be extra patrols. So the officers that we've got on duty will be deployed to deal with potential demand. So yeah, you'll certainly see a presence of foot patrol. So we're not just focusing Douglas, this is island wide. You should see officers out and about showing a high visibility presence.
So what's your message then to people, young and old, families, anyone who might be thinking of going out for a celebratory drink or a meal tonight? What are you telling the people of the island?
Yes, well, I'm not the kind of person that goes around and tells people not to do things, don't do this and don't do that. That's a negative message. I would like to see people to go out. Do go out. Go out with your friends. Go out with your family. meet up with people you haven't met for a long time, go out and support your local economy in the nighttime economy, and have a great time. Do pace yourself. Do please plan your journey home, whether by taxis or bus or getting picked up by a friend or family. Just think about those things, and most of all, just look after each other and have a great night.
I think there is going to be an unusual mood tonight among people, perhaps, because we have had 12 or 13 weeks of lockdown. People aren't used to being in busy environments. People aren't used to going out to the pub and seeing certain people. So there might be some excitement in the air. There might be some frustration in the air. How are the police going to deal with that?
Well, quite rightly, I do expect there will be some excitement, and I do expect some incidents, and I hope they're very low level. We will deal with them on a case-by-case basis, and we'll deal with them proportionately. And I've got faith in the licensing trade and the security trade, which I've also been in dialogue with, to manage and identify any issues at an early stage, so it doesn't get to that, hopefully prevents anything further. There's an act in the Licensing Act called Section 35 of the Licensing Act, and that's basically somebody can be asked to leave the premises or be refused service by a member of the staff or licensee, and that will be used. And I really hope if somebody is asked to leave, please be respectful and do so.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The next departure, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, Mananan heads for Heysham, and the fast craft continues to operate daytime sailings to Heysham and, of course, from. The motor ship Ben McCree is currently providing the overnight freight service.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Plans to shore up tidal defences along Ramsey's Quayside have been made public this week by the Department of Infrastructure. Commissioners in Ramsey discussed the proposal at their first meeting in the town hall since lockdown was lifted. Ewan Gawne spoke to our local Democracy reporter Aaron Ibanez, who has the details.
The DOI has unveiled a flood protection scheme which will involve the construction of a concrete wall that will run the full length of Derby Road down to the harbour side in front of the old Custom House. This will also tie in with further regeneration works for the town, with the construction of the Keys Highway, similar to that on Parliament Street.
Okay, so why is this needed?
So since 1873, there has been 21 floods in the town of Ramsey, 10 of which were tidal surges. These figures were brought to light as a result of the floods in Laxey, which devastated over 60 homes last year. In that report by engineering consultants Arup, it identified Ramsey as the town at the highest risk of flooding on the island.
So what did the commissioners have to say about this?
Well, the plans were first made available to the commissioners earlier in the year, who weren't sold on the designs as it took away parking. There was also objections to the granite paving intended for the road, which the commissioners say they've had trouble cleaning in the town's shopping area. 4 months later, the department has now made the plans public, and according to the commissioners, they've completely ignored their feedback. If you aren't interested in what we have to say, why bother asking, said Dewan McGuinness, who was unimpressed with the supposedly revised proposals. He says, despite the board's suggestions, the design has stayed the same. It led Mr McGuinness to lambast the DOI, a department which he says cares so little for the opinion of the commissioners. Chairman Andy Cowie agreed that a written response to the department would involve a significant flush of disappointment. The initial drawings of the proposals can be viewed online on the Commissioner's website.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
16 minutes to six, the EU is calling for a global pact to buy potential C-19 vaccines in bulk to avoid a race for them. The European Commission said there's no place for harmful competition during a pandemic, as it could drive up the price and cause less affluent states to miss out. The EU is mandated to spend 2.7 billion euros on vaccines on behalf of its 27 members. Meantime, Germany, France, Italy and the Netherlands have struck a deal with AstraZeneca to secure enough doses for a potential vaccine for all EU countries. UK house builder Berkeley Group's called for Westminster to support the housing market and construction as they reveal sales halved in April and May due to the coronavirus. Barclays CEO called for similar measures to boost house building after the financial crisis, including cuts to stamp duty and support for Help to Buy schemes, as well as changes to bureaucracy and the cost of planning.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.im. The Stock Market Report. brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed lower this afternoon after the Bank of England expanded its bond buying programme and held interest rates steady at a tenth of a percent. The US dollar and Japanese yen held their positions as concerns about a rise in new C-19 cases underpinned demand for safe haven currencies. Oil prices broadly stable after dipping in and out of positive territory as bulls took their cue from a shrinking US oil product stocks. Gold prices dipped as declining jobless claims in the United States and reports of China bringing its latest C-19 outbreak under control weighed on safe haven metal. In corporate news, Taylor Wimpey fell sharply after saying that its share placing had raised 515 million sterling to take advantage of lockdown-related disruption. Going the other way, Prudential was a high riser after saying it had reinsured $27.6 billion of U.S. liabilities with Athene Holding. And the numbers at the close in London, the FTSE 100 was down 0.5% at 6,224. The DAX in Frankfurt down almost 1% at 12,281. Just after 5 o'clock in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.1% at 26,117. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up 0.3% at 9,944. And meantime in Chicago, the S&P 500 up 0.1% at 3,116. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 24.2 cents and €1 10.7 cents. And finally, commodities. Gold down 0.1% at $1,723 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up just over 2% at $41.40.
With uncertainty impacting global stock markets, you might think it's not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer great opportunities to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment with Ramsay Crookall, your investment specialists. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Have you faced the new traffic system around Governor's Dip? If not, Lewis Foster went down, so you don't have to.
Well, just after you pass by the grandstand, you'll notice the start of the 20 miles per hour zone. That will slow you down enough, really, to take in all the new road signs and read the markings that are out on the tarmac, directing you which way to go. If you're coming in the other way, perhaps along Governor's Road from Onchan, you'll notice you have more room, as the two lanes have actually been merged into now a one-way system. Around me right now, there's an air of caution as people coast into unfamiliar territory, and there's a few beeps of frustration, as you could probably hear. The new alterations have been made to accommodate Douglas Promenade's current northbound one-way system that's in place, and it's unclear how long those measures are to stay, but it will be at least until the prom returns back to its two-way traffic.
Manx Radio Sport.
12 minutes to 6, Fast Am I, Ed Oldham.
Fast Am I. Isle of Man Rugby, through its Facebook page, is currently trying to compile an ultimate Isle of Man 15 of the last decade. It says more than 100 players were nominated initially, many of them numerous times. 60 players have been chosen from that long list, 4 for each position. The task now is to whittle that down via the daily polls, which give 2 options per day due to the limitations of the medium on the social media platform. The first 2 options for the first position, loosehead prop, were posted yesterday. Further afield, there's been 1 positive test of coronavirus in the Premier League's latest round of testing. It's after more than 1,500 players and members of staff at top-flight clubs were screened on Monday and Tuesday. The unnamed person will now self-isolate for 7 days. Chelsea have confirmed they've agreed terms to sign German international Timo Werner from RB Leipzig. The striker will join the Premier League club in July if he passes his medical. Manchester City defender Eric Garcia has been released from hospital following a collision with his own goalkeeper in the win over Arsenal last night. The Spaniard collided with Edison in the 3-0 Premier League victory. Garcia received treatment for several minutes before being carried off on a stretcher in a neck brace. Rugby union bosses say they're planning to restart the Pro 14 season in August. The league will resume with derbies played behind closed doors in countries like Scotland, Wales and Ireland. Then the top two teams in Conference A and B will face each other, with the winners of those games facing off in September's final. And Stradivarius has clinched a third Gold Cup triumph at Royal Ascot. The 4-5 favourite, ridden by Frankie Dettori and trained by John Gosden, finished ahead of Nyef Road and Cross Counter in today's feature race.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
From Ronald's Way this afternoon's departures, the 4:40 to London Heathrow went 4 minutes early, and the 4:50 to Liverpool went 2 minutes late. Inbound tonight, the 6:40 p.m. from Liverpool and the 8 o'clock from London Heathrow, just the two departures and arrivals this afternoon. On the roads, Ballygorry Farm Lane in Glenmona's closed for the MAR level crossing rebuild. Look out also at four roads in Port St Mary, closed between Castletown Road and Beach Road for gas main work as well. Two-way traffic lights in Groudle, King Edward Road, there are railway works there, and two-way traffic signals in Malloo Road by Great Meadow for stonewalling and railing repairs too. Broadway is closed between the Prom and Derby Road in Douglas for promenade renovation work, and of course Lock, Harris Central and Queen's Promenade. Interruption City until the 14th of December. All the information at myprom.im. You can call them on 686 363 or go to maxradio.com. All the links are there, as well as a community page with links to 18 webcams across the Isle of Man. Try seeing something tonight.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670145.
Since the beginning of lockdown, hundreds of people in the Manx community have done their bit to contribute to the tens of thousands of pounds raised for a new charity. The Manx Solidarity Fund's been and continues to financially help individuals and businesses who've been knocked for six by the pandemic. One of the charity's directors, Peter Washington, spoke to Chris Pearson.
We can see that there's going to be lots of businesses that are going to be seriously affected by this, because the longer that it goes on, the worse it's going to be for certain sectors. But it's individuals as well. If individuals are really struggling, if you've had a cliff edge and it's really affecting you financially and emotionally, everywhere else you turn to, you're not finding that you're managing, put an application in. People in life are going to find at times that you're going to be, you know, really struggling and probably end up on your knees. And what we're trying to do is, with COVID-19, there's going to be that many people all at once because of 19. So what we're trying to get over to people is, it's not your fault. COVID-19 is nobody's fault. If somebody's struggling and you're on your knees, on our Bank Solidarity Fund website and on all our literature, we've got three hands. And what we're offering is, we're offering a handout to people to get them to stand up.
Peter, if somebody is listening to this now, and as you said, you know, COVID-19 was nobody's fault in terms of how it's affected people, and somebody's listening to this right now and thinking, yeah, but I don't want to, because, you know, pride, and because I don't really want to be getting a handout and whatever else, what would your message be to them?
If you're in danger of going under, it's not, we're a very non-judgmental, and we're a non-political group, and we're not here to judge people, we're here to help people. If you need some help, you're going to get we are confidential, we're not. Some businesses, I can understand, they don't want other businesses to know that how dangerous they are sailing to the wind, I can understand that. But don't feel that there's any kind of pride in it by any means, and don't think that we're going to be judging you. And like I said, quite often there's going to be that many people affected by this. It's not your fault. COVID-19's nobody's fault.
If somebody just messaged her and said, oh, the director's paid. You're volunteers. You do this because you want to put something back into the community.
Yeah, there's nobody gets paid for any of this. And we can honestly say as well, hand on heart, that every pound that we raise on the Isle of Man will be going out to the people of the Isle of Man.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
And get ready to dive in. Work's underway to prepare swimming pools across the island, which are allowed to reopen from today when ready. But many aren't, at least not yet, with health and safety checks to be done and other preparations to be made before you can be let back in. The Northern Swimming Pool in Ramsey set a reopening date of the 29th of this month. Ramsey Commissioners Dewan McGuinness, who's on the management board, explain why.
We're really pleased that the announcement came that the pool facility is going to be able to reopen. We're looking at a reopening date of the 29th of June. It's come at the same time as what would be our traditional annual maintenance period, and we've got quite a large lighting project on the go at the moment to replace all the pool hall lights with LEDs, which should be a better light source and a far more economical and environmentally friendly source. All the staff have come back from redeployment around government and are sort of getting all their certifications back and getting the pool into ship-shape condition. We are looking, hopefully, to be on target to reopen on the 29th.
There's a few safety checks that have got to be undertaken for things like Legionnaire's disease. Is that correct?
Yeah, so every quarter the pool has to, well, not just every quarter, the pool has many ongoing health and safety checks for the water. Legionella testing is one of them, microbiological tests. We're in a pretty good position at the pool because even though we shut down, we still operated 50% circulation. The pool, we've had a few tests. We don't seem to think there's going to be any issues with our testing, but that's all due to come across. And then next week, Tuesday, I think, is our testing to be completed.
Is there going to be any changes when people come back to the pool?
So they've spoken to the bodies that regulate all this in the UK. And as far as I'm aware, the general advice is because social distancing isn't law now on the Isle of Man, there won't be any additional requirements in that regard. Obviously, cleanliness and hygiene is at the forefront of the pool's mind generally, and even more so with the recent COVID. So I think our schedule will be a little bit extended to sort of allow for a bit more cleaning. And obviously, it's had its annual deep clean anyways. But there's nothing major as far as I'm aware.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Alex Watton, producer Ewan Gorn. Today, the English-speaking world lost an entertainment icon. At the age of 103, Vera Lynn died. After the news at 6, Manx Radio presents a tribute to Dame Vera Lynn. And at 6:30, Greatest Hits with Chris Pearson. I'm Andy Witt. Have a good night.
WINT.